Right now, in 2026, front-end web developers are suddenly commanding massive salaries in the cybersecurity space.
Yeah, and they're doing it without writing a single line of traditional back-end code, which is honestly the most interesting part.
Exactly. I mean, no Java, no server administration, just modern web design unlocking like a literal backdoor into the highly gated security industry.
It's a massive shift in how the talent market values these specific skills, and it's entirely driven by a fundamental change in how enterprise software is being built and adopted today.
And today, we're getting into the exact open source tool that's driving this shift. We are pulling from a comprehensive news source today, which is the SailPoint UI Development Kit, the complete 2026 guide published by SailPoint Masters.
Which is a great resource, by the way. It really breaks down the mechanics of the framework.
It really does. And the mission for today's deep dive is to explore how this specific framework is bridging the gap between, the clunky, archaic cybersecurity administration of the past and the seamless user experiences we demand today.
And of course, why it's creating such a lucrative niche for developers right now.
Right. So whether you're a developer looking for a serious competitive edge, an IT admin who is just completely burnt out on managing manual workflows, or honestly, just someone who has ever been enraged by a confusing corporate access portal.
Which, let's be real, is everyone.
Seriously, everyone. But this directly impacts how your daily technology functions. Okay, let's unpack this.
We really need to look at the historical pain point first, just to understand why this kit was even created in the first place.
Right, because out-of-the-box interfaces have always kind of been a problem, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. For years, identity security teams would install a massive platform, spend months setting it up, and then eventually hit a brick wall with the out-of-the-box UI.
Because the default screens are just, they're built for the lowest common denominator, right?
Exactly. They handle standard, everyday use cases just fine. But the reality is that enterprise workflows at, say, a Fortune 500 company are never standard.
Yeah, I mean, you might have a business that desperately needs a highly specialized access request dashboard just for their marketing department, or a self-service portal that perfectly matches their internal corporate branding.
Or even a totally isolated console just for their external auditors to use.
And when those default screens inevitably fall short, engineering teams have historically been forced into this process the industry calls hand-rolling.
Right, hand-rolling. They basically have to build a custom interface entirely from scratch.
Hand-rolling. It sounds artisanal and fancy, but in software, that is a total nightmare.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's like being hired to build a custom house, but before you can even look at blueprints, you have to go into the forest, chop down the trees, mill the lumber, and forge your own nails.
That's a perfect analogy. You are doing all this raw foundational plumbing before you get to design a single thing the business actually wants.
And the result is almost always what the guide calls a Frankenstein portal.
Yes, the classic Frankenstein portal. Teams just end up stitching together raw API calls, bolting on random front-end libraries, and honestly, just praying it doesn't break during the next system update.
It's expensive, the code is a mess, and it takes months to deploy just a single custom dashboard. But hold on, I don't buy that entirely.
What do you mean?
Well, let's look at the actual risk here. I want to push back on this a bit. Does an ugly, bolted together UI actually make a company less secure?
Ah, I see where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, if the back-end database is locked down and the permissions are technically correct, who cares if the portal looks like it's from 1998? As long as it's functional, isn't the data safe?
See, what's fascinating here is that identity governance absolutely lives or dies by adoption. That is the core reality of modern security that always gets overlooked.
So it doesn't matter how good the lock is if nobody uses the key properly.
Precisely. Think about it. If a department manager can't intuitively figure out how to use the portal to approve or revoke access for their team, they do one of two things.
They either ignore the emails entirely.
Right, or they just hit the approve all button to clear out their inbox.
Yeah, the alert fatigue. They rubber stamp everything because the screen is just this labyrinth of acronyms and dropdowns that they don't even understand.
And the second that happens, your entire security posture collapses. You fail your audits. And more importantly, your zero trust initiatives completely stall out.
Because zero trust relies on people actually verifying things.
Exactly. Zero trust, by definition, relies on granular, continuous validation of who has access to what. You cannot have zero trust if the people validating the access are flying blind.
Oh, wow. I see the disconnect now. So a generic, confusing UI slows down access reviews and fails to surface the right context at the right moment.
Right. So no, an ugly portal isn't just an aesthetic annoyance. It is a fundamental security vulnerability.
We've been treating the user interface as just the paint job on the car, when really, it's the steering wheel.
That is spot on.
If you build a custom identity and access management interface from scratch every time a department needs a workflow, you're wasting engineering cycles, building the engine and chassis all over again, when all the business wanted was a blue exterior.
You're spending 90% of your budget on the plumbing and only 10% on the business logic. And that dynamic is exactly what the SailPoint UI development kit reverses.
Okay, so let's dig into the mechanics of how this kit actually works. The sources point us to an official open source project living on GitHub under SailPointOS/WeDevelopmentKit.
Yes, and the technology stack doing the heavy lifting here relies really heavily on Angular 19 and Electron,
which are huge names in web dev.
Right, and those are very deliberate architectural choices. I mean, Angular is a framework that provides a highly robust component-based structure.
It's not just for spinning up a quick single-page blog or something.
No, not at all. It is highly structured and deeply maintainable for massive enterprise applications.
Yeah.
But the real genius here is where this kit physically sits in the ecosystem.
Meaning how it connects to the rest of the software.
Exactly. It acts as the perfect middleware layer. It sits right between Identity Security Cloud's REST APIs and the end user.
Identity Security Cloud, or ISC, being SailPoint's primary cloud-based SaaS platform.
Right. And to connect to that cloud securely, the kit comes pre-wired with OAuth authentication.
Which is a huge deal. If you've ever watched a dev team try to build a custom app, you know that securely handling authentication tokens is incredibly difficult.
Oh, it's a nightmare. You have to build the plumbing to securely pass login credentials back and forth, ensure tokens don't expire mid-session, and verify the user is who they say they are.
And this kit just handles all of that OAuth plumbing right out of the box.
Which means developers get this massive head start. They get direct, documented access to the ISC REST APIs.
So they have instant endpoints to pull accounts, identities, and governance objects without writing back-end code.
Exactly. And the guide notes it even has built-in error handling for common API failures.
So, like, if a developer passes an invalid filter while trying to pull a list of inactive users,
instead of the entire application crashing to a white screen, the kit catches it and throws a neat standardized error.
It just standardizes all the things that usually take weeks to code from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But you also mentioned Electron earlier, and we definitely need to touch on why that is included.
Yeah, Electron is key here.
This part actually blew my mind when I was reading the guide. The kit packages as a desktop application and a web application from the exact same code base.
You don't have to write it twice. That is the power of Electron.
That's incredible.
A developer writes the code once using standard web technologies, you know, HTML, CSS, TypeScript. And from there, they can deploy it as a traditional web app running in a Chrome or Edge browser.
Or they can compile that exact same code into a standalone cross-platform desktop app that runs natively on Windows, macOS, or Linux.
Right. It's a massive efficiency multiplier. And to speed up the actual interface building, the kit includes a shared library called SailPoint Components.
It's essentially a warehouse of reusable UI elements, right?
Exactly. Plus, there is a component generator. You just open your terminal, type npm run generate colon component, and it instantly scaffolds all your required HTML, TypeScript, and CSS files.
The guide also mentioned this feature called the admin's toolbox. It's a sidebar selector that lets administrators easily toggle which components are active on the screen.
Yes, which is incredibly useful for testing and administration.
But let me throw a wrench in this real quick.
Go for it.
If you have a team of like 20 developers, and they are all just dumping their custom buttons and widgets into a single shared component library, doesn't that just become a new messy junk drawer?
A junk drawer problem.
Yeah, like that one drawer in everyone's kitchen filled with AAA batteries, rubber bands, and super glue. Doesn't the code just become completely unmanageable?
It absolutely would if the kit didn't enforce a very strict architectural discipline. The risk of the junk drawer is actually one of the biggest reasons enterprise apps fail over time.
So how does the kit prevent it?
To prevent it, the folder structure of the UI dev kit is deeply opinionated.
Opinionated meaning the framework forces you to code a certain way, or it just won't compile, right?
Exactly. It forces a clear separation between shared identity-aware UI pieces and highly specific page logic.
So they literally cannot mix the two.
Right. Anything that is truly reusable across multiple different applications, say a standard user profile card or a standardized search bar that goes into the project/SailPoint components folder, that is your clean, organized toolbox.
But okay, what if I am building a highly specific dashboard just for the HR team to onboard new contractors?
Then that specific logic goes entirely into the SRC/app folder. The golden rule developers must follow here is keeping the shared components strictly generic.
So if a piece of code only matters to HR, it stays quarantined in the HR component.
Yes. It never touches the shared library. This discipline guarantees that the look and feel remains perfectly consistent across every custom app the company builds, while keeping the maintenance overhead extremely low.
Okay, that structure makes perfect sense. It forces you to organize the garage before you start building the car.
That's a good way to put it.
But before anyone listening goes to GitHub to download this and start building a new dashboard for their company, we really have to talk about the Great Divide.
Ah, yes. The platform limitations.
Because this kit has strict platform limitations. And if you get this wrong, absolutely nothing is going to work.
This raises an important question for the industry at large, because we are in a major transitional period right now. The SailPoint UI development kit is built exclusively for Identity Security Cloud.
Exclusively, meaning it only works with their SaaS platform.
It absolutely does not work for Identity IQ or IIQ, which is SailPoint's older on-premises product that many massive enterprises still use today.
Right. So just to be crystal clear, if you run your security from servers in your own basement, this kit is useless to you.
Yes. And for organizations currently migrating from those on-premises IIQ environments up to the cloud-based ISC, this represents a fundamental shift in their engineering mindset.
Let's break down that mindset shift, because they are both SailPoint products, right?
Sure.
Why are they so different under the hood?
Well, in the older on-premises world of Identity IQ, customization meant deep back-end server engineering.
You had to get your hands dirty.
Very dirty. If you wanted a custom workflow, you were writing complex Java code, you were writing bean shell scripts, which are essentially back-end logic scripts, and you were manually manipulating massive XML-based configuration files directly on the server itself.
But the UI development kit for the cloud isn't touching the back-end servers at all. It's purely about API-driven front-end design.
Exactly. The cloud platform handles all the back-end processing internally. The kit just asks the cloud for data, and the cloud hands it back. It is a completely different architectural paradigm.
I'm just picturing someone trying to plug this sleek, modern Angular kit into an old on-prem IIQ environment. It's like trying to plug a Tesla supercharger into a 1969 Ford Mustang.
That is the perfect visual.
I mean, the Mustang is a great car, but it runs on combustion. Mm-hmm. The supercharger pushes raw electricity. The underlying mechanics just fundamentally do not speak the same language.
And building on that analogy, people often ask why SailPoint doesn't just build a unified kit, you know, a universal adapter that works for both the Mustang and the Tesla.
Right. I mean, wouldn't that solve everyone's migration problems?
It sounds great in a boardroom, but in software architecture, it's a nightmare. Identity IQ handles its custom workflows internally on the server using Java. Identity Security Cloud exposes its data externally via REST APIs.
And Angular is built for APIs.
Right. A front-end framework like Angular is explicitly designed to consume REST APIs over the internet. To force Angular to work with the old Java and XML on-prem architecture, you would have to build a massive, clunky translation layer between the two.
You'd basically have to build a software engine that constantly translates web API calls into back-end Java commands in real time.
And doing that defeats the entire purpose of having a lightweight, agile UI kit in the first place. You'd just be reintroducing the Frankenstein portal problem, but at the framework level.
So the supercharger only works with the electric engine. Understood.
Exactly.
Because this architecture is so lightweight and cuts down deployment time so drastically, it's actually changing who gets hired to build these systems.
Yeah.
And this brings us to the market impact.
Which is huge.
The sources highlight how these specific hybrid skills are triggering a literal developer gold rush in 2026.
The demand we are seeing right now is staggering, and it's driven entirely by scarcity. Just look at the actual skill stack required to use this kit.
Break it down for us.
Well, a developer needs to know Angular and TypeScript. They need standard web skills like HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. They need to understand how to consume REST APIs and handle the data via JSON.
Which is just a lightweight, standardized text format that lets the browser and the server pass information back and forth, right?
Exactly. They also need a basic grasp of OAuth authentication, Git for tracking their code changes, and Electron if they want to build desktop apps.
Notice what is conspicuously missing from that list, though. The biggest myth the sources absolutely bust is the language requirement. You do not need Java knowledge. Zero.
Because of that architecture difference we just mapped out, the UI development kit bypassed Java entirely.
So you're telling me a purely front-end web developer, someone who spends their days building like e-commerce shopping carts or corporate marketing sites, mm-hmm. can pivot into hardcore enterprise cybersecurity without ever writing a line of back-end Java?
Yes. And for thousands of developers, that is a complete career revelation.
It's the ultimate backdoor into the industry.
It really is.
Traditionally, breaking into cybersecurity, especially identity governance, came with intense gatekeeping. The job descriptions demanded 10 years of back-end Java experience, server administration, database tuning.
And this kit bypasses all of that. If you know how to build a modern, responsive web application using Angular, you suddenly hold the keys to build enterprise-grade security controls.
But it's the combination of skills that creates what the industry is calling the unicorn status right now.
Right. Think about the overall talent pool. General Angular developers who can build a pretty web page are very common. General identity and access management consultants who understand how to write a governance policy are also quite common.
But a single professional who can do both.
They are incredibly rare. A developer who can build a production quality modern front end, but also deeply understands complex identity data models.
Meaning they understand how user accounts link to entitlements and how access certifications legally function.
Exactly. That person can command whatever salary they want right now.
The numbers in the guide back this up with hard data too. The sources give us a look at the 2026 salary trends in India, which serves as a massive delivery hub for global IAM consulting.
The figures reflect a massive premium for these hybrid skills.
They really do. Freshers, meaning developers with 0 to 2 years of experience, are pulling 4.5 to 7 lakhs a year. Mid-level developers with 3 to 5 years are seeing 8 to 16 lakhs.
That's a huge jump.
And it goes up. Senior developers are commanding 18 to 35 lakhs. And leads or architects with over 10 years of experience are making upwards of 35 to 57 lakhs or more a year.
That is a massive leap for combining standard front-end skills with deep ISC API knowledge.
It's life-changing money for a lot of people.
And if we connect this to the macro industry trends, those salaries aren't a fluke. They're a direct response to global business mandates. Digital transformation programs are forcing legacy companies to finally build customized self-service IT portals.
Everyone is moving to the cloud.
Right. The shift toward cloud identity management is accelerating, meaning thousands of companies are actively migrating to identity security cloud and suddenly need these custom UIs. And above all, zero trust architecture is no longer just a buzzword. It is becoming mandatory for enterprise compliance.
It always comes back to zero trust. You just can't escape it.
Because zero trust requires constant granular validation of access. We talked about this earlier. You cannot achieve zero trust if your managers can't understand the dashboard they're using to validate their employees.
The interface is the bottleneck.
The user interface is the final bottleneck in modern cybersecurity. The developers who know how to use this kit to remove that bottleneck are highly valued because they are directly enabling the company's security posture.
Okay, so what does this all mean? Let's bring it all together. If you are a developer listening to this, this UI development kit represents a clear, actionable path to double your market value. It is your side door into cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
And if you are a security leader trying to speed up your access reviews and actually enforce zero trust, it means you have to fundamentally change your perspective. You have to stop treating the user interface as just the packaging for your security software.
Because the interface is a core security control.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. User experience and cybersecurity are now permanently intertwined. A confusing portal isn't just an IT annoyance anymore. It's a data breach waiting to happen because someone clicked approve just to clear their screen.
And acknowledging that the interface is a security control leads to a rather profound realization about the future of this technology, I think.
Oh, where do you see it going?
Well, if tools like the SailPoint UI Development Kit make it this effortless to connect complex identity REST APIs directly to lightweight interfaces, are we moving toward a future where traditional identity portals just disappear entirely?
Disappear.
Yeah.
Wait, if the UI is so important, why would it completely disappear?
Think about the ultimate frictionless user experience. What happens when identity governance becomes completely invisible?
Okay, I'm listening.
Instead of forcing an employee to log into a separate, dedicated corporate dashboard just to approve a software request, this UI kit allows developers to seamlessly embed those approval actions directly into the tools you already live in.
Like putting the approval button right inside the chat app.
Exactly. They can inject the approval logic directly into Slack or Microsoft Teams or right into your email client. The system validates your access and contextualizes the data silently in the background without you ever needing to navigate a labyrinth of a corporate portal again.
Oh, wow.
The absolute best user interface for security might eventually be no interface at all.
Invisible security. No more Frankenstein portals, no more alert fatigue, just seamless, silent validation running in the background of the apps you already use. That completely changes the entire landscape of how we interact with the corporate data.
It's the future we're building right now.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the SailPoint UI Development Kit. Keep questioning the interfaces in front of you, and we'll catch you on the next one.